It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
It's the CBN Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We are aiming for a cast every other week with a different co-host, if you will, so make sure you stay tuned in. Right now, though, I'm alongside Canadian power hitter and Miami Marlins draft pick Josh Naylor. Josh, what's it like for a pro around this time of year?
It's really good. You get used to the outdoors and stuff and seeing live pitchers and, you know, being in that atmosphere where it's a must-win, you know, every game. And, you know, you get to see your old teammates and all that. And it's great to be back outside and, yeah, back on the field seeing everyone and just getting to play the game I love.
For those of you who don't know, Josh was the highest Canadian position player ever selected in the MLB draft, going 12th overall, all while drawing comparisons to Prince Fielder. Josh, what comes to mind when you hear things like that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty good to be compared to Prince Fielder, and I'm very thankful for the, you know, the tools I have and all the coaches I've ever had working with me and taking my game to another level. My parents were always being by my side and supporting me with that, with baseball, and, you know, even the emotional side and the mental side of the game and stuff too. And yeah, just it's amazing to be compared to such an all-star Prince Fielder, and yeah, I'm excited for what the future holds.
Coming from Mississauga, a city located on the outskirts of Toronto, did you ever think this was possible, or is this kind of the plan all along for you?
I mean, when I started to see some of my friends go through the draft, I kind of, you know, thought to myself, you know, I want this to be me, and I want to have a career like so-and-so in the big leagues and, you know, be an all-star, win a hitting title and all that and stuff, and gold glover. So I've always worked hard and, you know, I stayed humble, kept my head down, and just tried my best to succeed, and that's always been my game plan.
To get to where you are today, you showcased your ability to play ball with the Canadian Junior National Team, and your brother Noah is following you in your footsteps. He's playing there now. How did the Junior National Team grow your game over the years?
Playing with the National Team was incredible. You know, we travel across the world, you know, to different countries and all that, and I got to thank Greg Hamilton a lot for that, for sticking with me when I was young and for, you know, for working with me and taking my game to another level. And also thanks to the Ontario Blue Jays coaches who kind of got me there and picked me up when I was 12 and started training with me when I was young and just believing in my game and my ability. So I got to thank a lot of people for getting me on Baseball Canada. And that playing on that team was wonderful. I still got butterflies every time I put on the uniform, and it was just insane. You know, I loved every moment I played for my country.
Yeah, that's got to be an incredible feeling. I mean, donning that red and white jersey with your country and representing your country more than anything. But sticking with the Canadian baseball topic, over the years, I think Canadian baseball has been stigmatized, whether it's because hockey is so dominant over here or that we just don't have the programming that some American athletes do. But there's no doubt the game is growing exponentially north of the border. Look no further to your draft year when Canadians were drafted all over the board, and obviously we saw the love of baseball come out last year with what the Blue Jays were able to do. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what's your take on the current Canadian baseball situation?
No, I think Canada's on the uprise when it comes to baseball, and I think we have a lot of talent in Canada all over. The game's kind of growing in Canada, basically, and you know, with the Ontario Blue Jays and programs in British Columbia or, you know, or Calgary, they're on the uprise. And, you know, thank God for Baseball Canada for giving players that exposure and the Ontario Blue Jays for giving players that exposure, you know, to be in the States and to play across the world and to be exposed to a lot of scouts and stuff. And, yeah, you know, I think Canada's kind of on a takeover in baseball, and, you know, We're grinders on the field, and you know, if we get hit, we're going to get right back up. That's kind of our mentality. You know, it's kind of like the hockey thing. We'll get in a fight, you know, to get everyone going in the game, or, you know, we'll make a diving effort, and if we catch it, you know, everyone, I mean, you're doing good for your team. So, yeah, I think Canada's doing amazing in baseball right now.
So you're kind of bringing a hockey mentality over to the baseball field, eh?
No, exactly.
Fast forwarding to your current position in the Miami Marlins organization, What kind of jump did you see from the national team to the pros? And does it still take some getting used to?
Honestly, playing with the Blue Jays and with the national team, it kind of got me prepared for what I was getting into. So I didn't really have anything to worry about per se, because I knew what to expect. I knew I was going to see that 95, or 100 mile an hour fastball almost on a daily basis. And, I knew to train a certain way to prepare for games like that. And, both the teams prepared me for what I'm in today. And, thank God again for those two organizations I played for, because without them, I'd kind of be set back and having to get used to things really slowly. And now, I kind of feel I have a little head start against everyone, because I was used to playing against these players during our spring trips with Baseball Canada or our fall tours with the Ontario Blue Jays and stuff.
Yeah, and to me, it looks like they did get you prepared, obviously. You had a successful first year as a pro in the Gulf Coast League, hitting .327. Are you looking to do anything specifically to build on that for the upcoming season? And what are your expectations going into it?
I just expect to play hard. That's my whole thing. I'm going to play hard and fill the last out and stuff. And
yeah,
I'm going to have fun on the field and just, try to help my team win a game. If there's a runner on second, I'm going to do my job and try to get him over. And hopefully I do it. And, next batter scores them. So I'm on teams to do my job, get runners in, hopefully show a lot of power during the season and stuff, and just have fun while I'm there.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's the unselfish baseball that is the best kind of baseball, right? Whether it's just hitting a ground ball to the right side, moving your guy over. It doesn't matter if you get out. It's just doing whatever it takes to help your team in the end.
Absolutely. It's the little things that will help you win games. And, when you can perfect those little things and get the runner over, turn that double play nice and smooth, you're gonna win the ball game, because it's the little things that make me successful as a team.
Exactly. And I know Barry Bonds has been hired as the hitting coach in Miami. I'm wondering, have you been able to pick his brain at all?
I haven't, to be honest. The big league team, they're kind of traveling in and out of our diamond, or they'll play, across the street with the Mets or something. And I haven't got a chance to talk to him a bit. But, hopefully the time comes. And when it does, I'm absolutely going to pick his brain and see, figure out what he thinks when he was at the plate. And yeah, just kind of get his mindset into my mind so I can have a career heated and put out the most home runs in baseball.
All right, so I'm guessing you're pretty happy that they brought him in, right? A player of his stature.
Absolutely. He's one of those coaches who's been around the game, who's seen the best pitching, who's everyone has their time where they struggle, and, he may have been through that, and you could talk to him about how he got through it and what was his plan of action, to step forward and to be better. So, it's wonderful having such an icon like him on our team.
Well, Josh, now that you're here fulfilling your dream, certainly you've been through a lot to be playing with the best of the best. But with that, you also get big league money. I'm wondering, what was the first thing you bought after signing your first major league deal?
Nothing too luxurious,
Yeah.
I think I maybe bought a pair of shoes. That's it. I don't know. I'm not that type of flashy guy with my money. I just, spend humbly and live humbly and stuff, and just not go to an extreme where, money could be an issue one day. I want to be able to save and stuff and, hopefully provide for a family along the road and still have the money I was drafted with. Yeah,
I was just going to say that sometimes it's important to save the money regardless of what you make.
Absolutely. I mean, money is kind of everything, and if you don't have it, it's tough to live.
Josh, thanks for joining me. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Best of luck this season, and hopefully we can do this again.
Absolutely.
That was Josh Naylor, 18-year-old draft pick of the Miami Marlins, already making waves in professional baseball. I'm Dustin Saraceni, and this has been the first edition of your Canadian Baseball Network podcast. Thanks for stopping by, and thanks for listening.